Dollar Lambda Dollar CDM is alive and well, by Alan Blanchard et al. The model faces several tensions with recent cosmological data and their increased accuracy. The mismatch between the values of the Hubble constant H0 obtained from direct distance ladder measurements and from the cosmic microwave background, CMB, is the most statistically significant, but the amplitude of the matter fluctuations is also regarded as a serious concern, leading to the investigation of a plethora of models. We first show that the combination of several recent measurements from local probes leads to a tight constraint on the present-day matter density omega m as well as on the amplitude of the matter fluctuations, both acceptably consistent with the values inferred from the CMB. Secondly, we show that the data on cosmic chronometers allow to derive an accurate value of the Hubble constant H0 for models. H0 equals 67.4 plus or minus 1.34 kilometers per second, MPC. This implies that, within, some determinations of H0 are biased. Considering a bias on the Hubble constant as a nuisance parameter within, we examine such a plus H0 bias model on the same statistical grounds as alternative cosmological models. We show that the former statistically supersede most existing extended models proposed up to now. In a third step, we show that the value of omega m we obtained, combined with H0 from SH0ES, leads to an accurate measurement of omega m, providing an additional low redshift test for cosmological models. From this test, most extensions seem to be confronted with a new tension, whereas the with H0 approximately 67 has none. We conclude that a standard model with an unknown bias in the Cepheid's distance calibration represents a model that reaches a remarkable agreement, statistically better than previously proposed extensions with H0 approximately 73 for which such a comparison can be performed. Abridged. This was Dollar Lambda Dollar CDM is alive and well, by Alan Blanchard et al.